Well, that was quite a nice visit, don't you think? Yeah, quite interesting. And I must say, I found the guide to be quite good. And I don't mean in the sack. Though, honestly, I wouldn't mind finding out if she's as good in bed as she looks. Wouldn't you? Of course you would. Why do I even ask? Well, you are perfect after all. But remember that you are my pervert. My own little sex toy. I get to do whatever I want to you, and there's nothing you can say against it. Not like you would want to refuse, considering how much you love being my sex toy. In fact, you love it so much, just talking about it makes you get hard just from the sound of my voice? I could talk to you about the weather, romantic movies, politics, and you'd still get hard, wouldn't you? Because you know that no matter what I say to you, I will always end up talking dirty and reveal that perverted side of you that you try so hard to hide, but can't when I'm around. Oh, you want to relax. You want to enjoy the bus ride back in silence and, I don't know, have a nap? No, boy. I know I will get bored, and it's your duty as a toy. So let's play. Of course you'll accept. It's not like you have a choice anyway. Now, let's see. If you don't come before we arrive, I will let you sleep as much as you need all weekend. Granted, I will still use you, but I won't wake you up for sex. And when I win and make you come. When I win, let's just say we both won't be having much sleep this weekend. Oh, you're worried we'll get caught? Please, I can assure you we won't. I mean, we're at the back of the bus, and the teachers have better things to do than checking on. I mean, we're adults after all, and if you worry about our neighbors, well, you shouldn't. Just look at who it is. My two slutty best friends. And unlike you, they don't care about being seen. Look at all that tongue action. They must be really horny, perhaps more than you. It's not often you see them making out with each other so hungrily. Their hands are going all over their hot bodies, grabbing asses, pinching nipples. Oh, look, and now one is sitting on the other's lap. Are you enjoying the show? Judging from your bulge, I guess that you are. You know, you truly are a pervert. You got hard from my voice. And now you're getting harder from the sight of two young, attractive women making out with each other, getting ready to fuck. Oh, looks like they notice us looking at them. Well, mostly you, I think. They're used to me watching them play before I join, or just simply enjoy the show. It's alright, babes. Keep going, please. He's enjoying the show so far. Lucky boy. Not only did they wave at you, now they're going at it even harder. Looks like they want to put an amazing show for you. Neck kissing, tits out, ass slapping. They are doing everything they can to turn you on even more. They probably wish you'd get up and join them. They would have you sit right in the middle, one slut on each side. Your dick would be taken out of your pants before you'd even realize it. You'd be feeling their hands on it, caressing your shaft, stroking it, rubbing the head while they're kissing your neck and lips. They are experts at controlling a man's orgasm, so you wouldn't have to worry about coming too fast for them. Soon, you'd be begging for release, but it would be way too early for that. They would move on from stroking your cock to kissing it and licking it and sucking it. Imagine that. Your hands on both of their asses while they treat your dick to a blowjob sandwich. If it wasn't for them, you'd probably be coming the moment their lips touch your manhood. But thankfully, that's not how it works with them. They'd be keeping you on edge, enjoying the sound of your begging while they suck you, getting wetter by the second. It wouldn't be long until their pussies ache for it, but for you, it would seem an eternity of otherworldly pleasures as your begging mix with their moans and your pre-cum with their saliva. But then, they would probably fight for it, to be the first to ride your cock to ecstasy. Your hands would move from their asses to their drenched pussies, fingering them with all your might. Knowing them, they would probably decide that the first to come is the winner. Oh, they'd go crazy kissing each other, kissing you, lips mixing, juices going everywhere, everybody making out with everybody, their hands back on your cock, using it as a handle. When finally one of them comes, she first helps you, giving her friend her own orgasm before sitting on you, devouring your dick with her tight, tight pussy in one go, trying to hide her moans as she begins riding you. She would have to kiss for that, kissing you, kissing her friend while her pussy gets tighter with every orgasm she has fucking you. Until it's finally time. Time for you to be rewarded for being a good boy. She would start riding you even more wildly, even harder, telling you to be a good boy and come inside her pussy. You won't resist. You can't resist. You explode inside of her, kissing her to hide the screams from your powerful shared orgasm. When your lips unlock, you look at her and feel more satisfied than you've ever been. But it's not over yet. The second slut swiftly takes her place, riding you just as hard and just as good. You're still sensitive from your orgasm, but the only sounds coming out of your mouth are moans of delight as she fucks your brains out. You know it won't take long for you to come again, and you surely do. You have another orgasm, just as hard as the first one, inside her sweet pussy. She falls on the side of you, and you see me telling you to come back to me. I was masturbating the whole time, watching them use you like the good little sex toy that you are. You sit next to me, ready to be a good boy and service me. But I ask you to look behind you first. You see them? The two sluts who just fucked you, engaged in wild 69, cleaning your mean that you lost, so you won't go. You'll be staying here with me, listening to me whisper in your ear, talking to your perverted side, and eventually come. Well, seems like these two sluts don't plan on stopping anytime soon. I'd keep watching them with you, but I'm afraid you won't be able to take in your pants too fast. So, why don't you focus on me instead? Do you like what I'm wearing today? It's nice to change from the uniform from time to time. What do you think of my white tank top? It shows off the curves of my boobs pretty well, don't you agree? On top of not being long enough to cover my sexy tummy. And of course, I'm not wearing any bra underneath. Here, let me show you. I'll just play with my nipples a little bit. And here they are, poking through the fabric. I know how you simply can't keep your eyes off of them. Makes you want to suck on them like the good boy you are, doesn't it? To put them in your mouth and give me the pleasure you know I deserve for letting you live all your perverted fantasies, my sex toy. Oh, watch me rub my tits too. They deserve some attention as well. And now you don't know where to look anymore. On one side, you've got two super hot, super slutty girls basically fucking in the back of the bus, sending you inviting looks, teasing you without a word. And on the other side, you've got me, the girl who owns you, who owns your orgasms, and who's telling you all those perverted thoughts that you have, making them feel so. Your attention back to me, toy. I'm not done talking about myself. We've discussed my top, but what about my jeans? My tight, curve-hugging, ass-showing jeans. You have no idea how long it took me to get inside of it this morning, or any time I have to put them back up. It's a long, annoying process, but it is so worth it. The look on people's faces when they see my perfect ass in those jeans. Oh, it drives everybody wild with desires. They just can't wait to put their hands on my ass and squeeze it again and again. It's the same for you. Don't hide it, except that you'll get to. Dear teacher who came with us today. I know he's not your favorite. You probably would have preferred Miss Boring and her big ass walking around in front of you all day, but I don't mind him at all. He might be a bit older, but he's still hot. And been quite faithful to his wife, I must say. Even though he wants me, he hasn't fucked me. Yet. Today, during one break, we discreetly disappeared from the group. And he told me how much he wants me. My body, my tits, my ass, my mouth, my pussy. Oh, he told me that every time he has sex with his wife, he thinks of me instead. He told me how much he wants to fuck me, even though he's married and I'm one of his students. He's been sexting me for weeks, and today he finally mustered the courage to tell me how he feels. But he couldn't do it. He didn't have the guts to fuck me, so instead, telling him how much of a pervert he is, how he should be ashamed of himself, how he should just give up and let me fuck him in ways his wife never could, how he should just give up and let me fuck him in ways his wife never could. He came so hard telling me how much of a pervert he is, thanking me for letting him watch me fuck myself. No matter how much of a pervert he thinks he is, he doesn't hold a candle to you. I'll probably keep on teasing him until the end of the year, when I'll give him the best fuck of his life. But you, I have you right now. He came using his hand. You did it without them. You came for me to the sound of my voice, and not just once. Belong to me. You know it, and you absolutely love it. Don't you? You know you do. Why don't you whisper it in my ear? Nobody else will hear it. Be a good boy and tell me you belong to me. Good boy. But it's not just you. Who or that belongs to me? What else does? I know. Your cock. Your cock belongs to me too, right? Well, it obviously does, seeing how big the bulge is in your pants after all, and how much it twitches with every word I say. So, why don't you tell me that your cock belongs to me? It's the truth, after all. Come on, whisper in my ear again. Let me know who that cock belongs to. Good boy. You do belong to me, and your cock belongs to me. But that's not all. There is something else that belongs to me. Do you know what it is? With the letter O. It feels really, really good, and nobody has ever given you one as hard as I have. So, have you guessed? If so, whisper it in my ear. Tell me what else belongs to me. Such a good boy. That's right. Your orgasms belong to me. And if that is so, that means you've already lost, right? After all, as my sex toy, you want to please me. And to please me, you know you should give me what I want. And what I want is what is mine. And because your orgasms are mine, it means that to do what you want to do and please me, you have to come. Am I right? Or am I right? You've already lost the game without even coming yet. You want to come so badly for me, there's no way you would have won anyway. We both know you're going to blow your load inside of your pants in the back of this bus, and there's really nothing you can do about it. So, why don't you just try to hold it in for as long as you can? You don't actually want to sleep, do you? Besides, you know how incredible sex feels with me. I was made for fucking. From my sexy body to my dirty mind, all the way to my skills with both cocks and pussies, there's no one who can make you or anybody. Close your eyes and remember, you are sitting on a chair in my apartment, naked. It's the day after I brought you home for the first time, and I've been using you all night long. You're sitting there, taking breakfast, and in I come as naked as you are. You get hard the moment you see me. I smile at you, and without any words or any kind of foreplay, I sit on your hard dick. I begin moving, riding you like the goddess of pleasure that I am, and you begin to moan. Oh, I start moaning together with you, making you suck on my nipples as I fuck your brains out. Still teaching you to have orgasms on command. You're still sensitive from all the fucking we had the night prior, but I don't care. Oh, I'm riding you. I'm fucking you for my own pleasure, and you're soon going to learn that my pleasure is your pleasure. Calling you a good boy in between moans, and you feel my orgasm coming. Oh, my pussy tightens, my grip gets tighter, my hips move faster. I am going to come. I am going to come, and you won't. You grab my hips as I go wild on you, ordering you not to come as my moans get louder and louder. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Don't you come with me. I'm not done using you. Only I get to come. Only I get to. I'm like that, you are given the opportunity to eat both my and I get the marvelous sight of your rigid, horny, needy cock standing up in the air, twitching and pulsing, oozing pre-cum, begging for release. And you know it won't be getting any attention until I am completely satisfied with your work between my legs, so you go for it as if it was your only desire, your only goal in life, to give me the most intense orgasm. And you do give me a hard, intense orgasm, but still, I stay seated on your face because I know the longer I stay, the harder you will make me come. When finally I've had more than enough orgasms, I get down from your face, allowing you to breathe. I begin hearing you begging me to let you come. Oh, it's so hot hearing you beg me like this, hearing how much you need to come, knowing that you're like that thanks to me and me alone. I could listen to you for hours while I play with my pussy, but you're such a good toy, you deserve a reward. Before you know, you immediately start begging for more. I slowly kiss the whole shaft, your balls, on the pre-cum covered head. I ask you if you want to come, and you eagerly answer, yes. You want to come. You need to come. If I don't let you come soon, next few minutes or hours, you don't know. I tease you so much and you want to come so bad, you lose track of time. For the next few hours, I relentlessly tease you with my hands, my mouth, my tits, even my pussy lips. I bring you in the corner of the room, a glass school, in the plane, everywhere and anywhere I want to, fucking you until I come. Oh. That's the second one already. Oh, you're doing an amazing job, my good boy. But you seem to be having troubles holding it in, don't you? I can see your bulge pulsating through your pants. You've been twitching nonstop for a little while now, and you sound like you're you can't come just yet. We both know you're eventually going to, so you should try to last as long as possible. Because I simply love teasing you with my words, telling you all those dirty thoughts you give me while we are in public. Pervert. Because that's what you are, aren't you? It's useless to deny it now, toy. Who else than a the sound of someone's voice? Who creams their pants with cumming glass without even touching themselves if not a pervert? Didn't you do that and more? Didn't you get hard and aroused in the middle of the library? Didn't you get so excited when in said library you took your dick out because your pants had just gotten too tight? Didn't you come hard under the table, your dick out in the air, making a mess over your pants? You know you did, which totally makes you a pervert. So stop denying it. Even better, why don't you say it? You'll see, your perversity will feel more real if you just admit it. You can whisper it. Nobody else needs to know about it. Tell me that you are a pervert. Admit it to me, and you'll feel much, much better. You won't be coming, but it'll be good nonetheless. So just say it. Say that you are a pervert. Good boy. It wasn't so hard, was it? Why don't you tell me again? I won't tell anybody. Just tell me what a pervert you are. Such a good boy. I love hearing you say it. Again. Say it again. Fuck, that's good. Keep saying. Keep on whispering in my ear about how much of a pervert you are. I want to come to the sound of your whispers telling me that you are a pervert. God, oh, you sound so good when you say those words. Oh, keep going, don't stop. Oh, that and the pulsating bulge in your pants. I could listen to you and watch your twitching cock for hours and not get bored. Oh, you are an amazing toy. I am so glad that you lost that game of ours. Now I get to enjoy this as much as I want. You are such a pervert, and And that's what I love most about you. Knowing just how much of a pervert you are turns me on like very few things. In fact, you turn me on so fucking much. I'm gonna come to you admitting to be a pervert. Oh, because that's exactly what you are. A pervert. Oh, the biggest, dirtiest, filthiest pervert the world has ever seen. Oh, and you are mine. My toy to play with at my leisure. A toy made solely for my pleasure. A toy that's about to make me come. Oh, don't stop whispering. Don't stop whispering until I come. Perverted sex toy always ready to use right next to me. Though it might be a bit risky to fuck you on a full bus, but I can still tell you what I want to do to you with my hand inside my jeans, right between my legs. Oh, I want to sit on you and rub my soaked pussy against the and as I do that, your mouth will find the way to my nipples and suck on them while I call you a good boy. I'll bring you so close to orgasm just from friction. But even though you're a pervert, you know not to come too early for me. I'll make you edge over and over again through your pants until you can't take it anymore. And beg me to let you come. That's when I'd stand and put my soaking wet pussy into your face for you to eat. My hands pushing your head into it, your ears filled with my sweet moans and praises as you make me come. Oh, we both know it wouldn't stop at one orgasm though, as we give a show to anyone who boy you are. Oh, at that point, your cock would probably be out for everybody to see, standing rock hard at attention, rivers of pre-cum running down the shaft. Oh, you know what would happen next. My pussy leaving your pussy contracts more and more around your dick, making it almost impossible for you to resist. Oh, you're both begging me to let you come and warning me it's going to happen soon. I get off your cock and start fucking myself as your hand gets to your dick to stroke it until you explode all over yourself, shooting rope after rope of cum come for everyone to see while I give myself one more powerful orgasm. You're a good boy. You're such a good boy for me. A boy who's going to make me come again. My boy, God, I must commend you here. All this and you still haven't creamed your pants. I guess being my sex toy has started to make you better at our little game. But it's not like you're going to win yet, is it? I noticed how much your bulge was pulsating inside your pants. Your dick is desperate for release, isn't it? You need to come, and we both know you can't resist me much longer. Well, I can just keep going for hours and hours and hours, filling your mind and your cock with all kinds of dirty thoughts, letting your perverted side take control once more. You want to come, don't you? No need to answer that question. I already know the answer. You do want to come. And lucky for you, I'm feeling generous. I'm gonna help you come. I won't touch you, of course. That would be against the rules. But I can keep whispering into your ear while your hips start moving by themselves. Until there's too much cum stored inside it, and you can't help but explode in orgasmic bliss. All I want you to do is acknowledge the fact that you want to cum, that you desperately need to climax. So, tell me how much you need to cum. You can just whisper it. Nobody. Come on, boy. Tell me what I want to hear. Such a good, good boy. I hope you enjoy your reward. Come for me now, boy. You are a good boy. I've told you time and time again. And good boys get to come. That's what you need. You told me yourself. Plus, with the way your hips are moving, there's little doubt your whole body craves it. Just let it out. It'll feel so amazing when you come. You'll be happy you did, even if it means losing the game. But you don't care about that anymore. All you care right now is coming in your pants to my sexy whispers. You want to come. You need to come. You will come. It's only a matter of time. Stop resisting. Let the pleasure take over your body until you finally reach climax. Come for me, my sweet. And lose our game and allow me to use you more than I've ever used you. As long as your cock is hard, my pussy will be all it feels, wet, warm, silky walls surrounding it, fucking you senseless. And when it's too much and you're dick needs rest, I'll simply move my pussy up to your mouth while you're lying there, unable to move a single muscle, worn out by all the sex we've been having. Come now, boy, and let this become reality as soon as we get home. It'll be only you and me this weekend anyway, so don't expect a single break. Come in your pants in public like the pervert you are. That's what you love most, those perverted orgasms only I can give you. You're gonna come for me like you've done before, and like you'll keep on doing for days and weeks to come. And it looks like I'm not the only one who wants to see you come. My two deliciously sexy and slutty friends are looking our way. They must know what's going on just from your hips moving and your heavy breathing. They want to see you come in your pants just as much as I do. And you want to give it to us. So just come. Come now. That's it. Come for us like a good boy. Helplessly come from just the sweet sound of my voice coming into your ear and invading your mind. There's nothing you love more than coming from me. Such a good, good boy. Keep coming. Don't stop. I want every last drop of cum to stay in your pants. I need your balls to be empty so I can fuck you for a long, long while once we get home. I love watching you come like that, my lovely sex toy. You have such amazing orgasms. So, it looks like we made it just in time. It's such a shame for you. Had you lasted one more minute, you would have won. Oh well. That's your loss. I can't wait to be home now and use you more than ever. You might want to hold your bag in front of you as we go, though. That stain you've made is quite a noticeable size.